From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence. However, he then stunned everybody by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis called it trickery. Puigdemont said compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Meanwhile, Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castello says he's bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and actions.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address the Spanish Parliament later today. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun on October 26th. Mr. Odinga said a lack of reform at the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
President Uhuru Kenyatta is the lone candidate. The August 8th vote was declared null and void by the Kenyan Supreme Court. In Washington, this is VOA News. According to a South Korean lawmaker, North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ruling Democratic Party official Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center in September of last year. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton expressed surprise.
What is interesting to me about this is that this kind of data was not kept on a more secure network.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's statements, and the U.S. Defense Department has declined to comment. The revelation comes as two U.S. B-1 bombers took part in a show of force drill in South Korea among nuclear and missile tensions with the North. Turkey is calling for a normalization with the United States following rising diplomatic tensions between the two NATO allies. The dispute has already resulted in the unprecedented restrictions on the issuance of visas in both countries. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking at a meeting of provincial governors, appeared to reach out to Washington in a bid to defuse rising diplomatic tensions.
Ülkemize yakışanı yaptık.
Our wish is that relations between the two allies get back to normal soon. We, as Turkey, will not give up on common sense at a time when regional and global tensions have been rising, Yildirim said. Relations have been deeply strained following the arrest of a local U.S. consulate employee on terrorism and espionage charges in relation to a failed coup last year against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Those tensions have resulted in both sides severely restricting the issuance of visas. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A new study shows that there has been a tenfold increase in the number of obese and overweight children and adolescents worldwide in just 40 years. In one of the biggest epidemiological studies ever, scientists with the World Health Organization analyzed height and weight data for 130 million people since 1975. The most dramatic changes occurred in middle-income countries in regions such as East Asia, the Middle East and North Africa, and Latin America. And vote counting continues across Liberia following presidential elections that are almost certain to go to a runoff with 20 candidates contesting. The state-run Liberia Broadcasting System reports Wednesday there will likely be a runoff based on preliminary figures. Unofficial early results say that favored ex-soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are in the lead. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.